Our identity is expressed in many ways, from the clothes we wear to the way we do our hair to the traits we're born with, like our voice. Voice communicates our thoughts and emotions, but what if you lose your ability to speak? A company in Massachusetts now creates custom voices that it says are designed to match the identity of recipients. As Patty White reports, one man from Windham is among the first to receive such a voice and recover something he thought was lost forever.
When you meet John Gregoire, there are a few other introductions to be made. There's his wife, Linda, and then there's John's voice.
This is Ryan, the third person in our marriage.
Ryan is a synthesized voice that John has relied on for years. In 2007, he was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. It's a degenerative disease that causes muscle weakness. John can't walk or feed himself, but it was his ability to speak that was the first thing to go.
You know, it's the hardest thing, besides the diagnosis itself, was losing his voice.
Harder than not walking.
I lost a recording of his voice. He had his greeting on his BlackBerry, and when he switched to his iPad, we didn't realize that switching to the iPad and disconnecting his phone, I would lose the greeting. And I used to call the greeting after he lost his voice just to listen to it. Gone.
After John lost his ability to speak, he had to select a synthetic voice. He had several options. Probably the most well-known is the one used by physicist Stephen Hawking, who also has ALS. It's called Perfect Paul.
The universe can spontaneously create itself out of nothing.
John wanted something more unique. He considered a voice called Will.
I'm Will, the evil American English speech synthesis voice from a cappella. Mwahaha.
But John ultimately chose Ryan because
Ryan was a more normal voice.
Still, says Linda, it's a voice that a lot of other people share.
It's hard because we went to a gala, ALS research gala, to raise funds, and there were a lot of people with ALS in the room using their speech devices, and you'd see them typing, and all the same voices are coming out, all the same men voices, all the same women voices, so you know, you have to watch who's typing and who's actually speaking because they all sound the same.
These synthesized voices also can't express the nuances of emotions and feelings, which makes the loss of John's voice even harder.
Having an identity that's unique to me is something that ALS stole from me. None of those things I could get back.
For 7 years, that's what John thought. His voice was gone forever, until he heard about something called Vocal ID.
Vocal ID is a company that crowdsources the collection of voices of people around the world so that we can create new vocal identities for people who are unable to speak.
Rubal Patel is the founder and CEO of Vocal ID. She's also a speech researcher. Through her work, she noticed that the options for synthetic voices are limited. Often, they don't match at all with the person who uses them. It's not uncommon, she says, for kids with a speech impairment to use the synthetic voice of an adult man.
Even though they have a method of communication, they can only really be heard in a handful of ways. And that has an impact on empowerment.
Patel wanted to create unique voices that more closely match the identity of the people who use them. To do it, all she needs is a voice sample from the recipient, even something very short and simple.
Like, ah.
Vocal ID takes that tiny sample and searches its bank of volunteer donor voices.
Whose matches them in age and gender and size and all those things.
Once a matching donor is identified, Vocal ID mixes that voice with the sample. It creates a vocal identity unique to the recipient, like John Gregoire. He's one of 7 people to pilot the program. Last December, almost 8 years to the day from when he was first diagnosed with ALS, he got his voice back.
Now, thanks to Rupal and her amazing team, I have a significant piece of what made me unique back.
When they played it, I mean, immediately my throat just tightened and the tears started to come because I actually, in that voice, could identify John. I don't even know how to explain it, but it was like hearing somebody I had heard before, an old friend.
For the first time in 7 years, I have a voice that no one else in the world has or can buy. It's all mine, and I could not be more thankful.
John doesn't use this voice, his voice, exclusively just yet. There's some kinks to work out because it runs on a different device and software than he's used to. But he hopes that one day soon, people will recognize him every time he speaks by his own unique voice, as John Gregoire, and he'll fully reclaim one thing he thought was gone forever. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.